Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on June 6 regarding David Black, B-L-A-C-K. The treatment records show on 11-3-21, David Black was seen at South Coast Health Emergency Room. Pretty had injured his left second finger at work when it was gouged by a gouger tool. Period. He was examined and his wound was cleansed prior to being closed with sutures. Period. It noted there were multiple pieces of missing skin, but he was also placed in an antibiotic splint. Period. He had a history of back surgery and retrograde ureteroscopy with holmium laser stent removal. Period. He then followed up with Dr. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, on 11-4-21. Period. It's actually Dr. Moore's, M-O-O-R-E-S. He noted the claimant had bilateral carpal tunnel releases as well as excision of a foreign body from his right thumb in the past. But he also carried diagnoses of pulmonary embolism, phlebitis, right renal stone, hydronephrosis of the right kidney, overactive bladder, BPH, and chronic prostatitis. Period. Dr. Moore's found a stellate laceration on the left dorsal index finger. Period. He had abnormal two-point sensation on the radial aspect of the index finger, both proximal and distal to the laceration. But he was able to flex and extend at the DIP and PIP joint with some limitations. But he did have normal sensation on the ulnar border of the index finger. But x-rays from the emergency room did not reveal significant fracture. But Dr. Moore diagnosed digital nerve laceration of the finger. Period. He wanted to see the claimant back in 1 week. Period. Mr. Black did return on 11-12-21 and they discussed local wound care and gentle active range of motion exercises. It appeared he was going to be seen shortly for suture removal the following week. Print 11-17-21. Dr. Moore's examined him again and found his sensation had improved. Period. He followed up with Dr. Moore's over the next few months. Period. New paragraph on 121-22. He performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up again post-operatively. Period. On 329-22, Dr. Moore's released him to return to work effective 4-6-22. Period. At that time, he had no limitations on range of motion, but he had regained complete normal sensation in the digit, but he asked to return to work without limitations. But he was able to make a tight composite fist, and two-point discrimination was 5 millimeters on the radial ulnar border of the index finger, but he no longer had a Tenel site present. repaired, his incision was clean and dry. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 11/3/21, David Black injured his left index finger at work with a gouger. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays were negative, but he was found to have a laceration that after local anesthesia, his wound was closed with 8 simple sutures. Period. He quickly came under the care of Dr. Moores on 11/4/21. Period. He had the claimant continue with conservative care. Period. He was concerned that there was a digital nerve injury. Period. Mr. Black followed up with Dr. Moores through 3/29/22. Period. At that time, his clinical exam was entirely benign. Period. He had an intact sensation, comma, good range of motion, comma, and strength. Period. He requested a return to work, full duty clearance, and was accommodated in that regard. Period. New paragraph. For a laceration with resolved digital nerve injury, there is going to be minimal, if any, permanent impairment. Period. We will use the sixth edition to ferret this out. Period. End.